Real World Radio.
Less Syrian troops out of Lebanon. 30-year-long occupation of Syrian troops in Lebanon ended. A group of 200 Syrian soldiers assembled on Bekaa Valley and paraded as they were leaving the country Tuesday afternoon. After the assassination of Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in February of this year, due to growing pressure in Lebanon and outside, Syrian government accepted to pull its troops from the neighboring country, according to United Nations Security Council Resolution 1559 and the TAIF Accord.
It was something that the Syrians had to confront sooner or later. It just so happened that the assassination of the former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri on February 14th and then the ensuing reaction from the Lebanese on the streets and the accusation from President Bush that Syria was somehow behind the assassination, and then eventually even calls from France, from Great Britain, and even in the Middle East, from Egypt and from Saudi Arabia to Syria that you can no longer maintain your troops.
Farah Hassan, who worked for United Nations Development Program in Syria, told Real World Radio in a recent interview. Syria's troops in Lebanon, numbered approximately up to 40,000, were scheduled to leave completely by April the 30th. A UN team will arrive in Damascus to verify the withdrawal last week. The ceremony marking the completion of the withdrawal started around mid-morning at the Rayak Air Base in the eastern Bekaa Valley. Wreaths were set honoring Syrian soldiers who had died in Lebanon, as well as members of the Lebanese army. In Beirut, capital of Lebanon, relatives of Lebanese prisoners held in Syrian jails confronted with the army demanding the release of their family members. Syrian forces entered in 1976 to try to end Lebanon's civil war, which had begun the previous year with a request from Lebanon itself. It was not until 1990 that the conflict ended. Syrian forces had fought against Muslim and Christian militias, Lebanese army units, Palestinian guerrillas, and the Israeli army. Syrian forces and intelligence had dominated Lebanon until a resolution 1559 demanded their withdrawal last September. The withdrawal will end Syria's domination of Lebanon, but it would not end its influence altogether. Definitely, there will be a reduction in Syrian involvement in internal Lebanese affairs. They will no longer select high-ranking officials, said Samir Baroudi, a political scientist of Beirut's Lebanese American University, told Reuters. There will continue to be high-level coordination between the two countries as first bilateral economic relations and the overall peace process in the Middle East.
Real World Radio.